You are proudly listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to land your dream job and nothing less. You know, many times working with individuals, it's easy to consider doing work less than what you love, and the show specifically is designed not for you. So if you're listening to this radio station and you're saying, well, you know what, I'm willing to do anything at this point and I'm quite open and flexible, then I recommend you turn the station off, because there's only one purpose behind this, and it's to help you find work you love. Now, this is the best news of all. On average, 20% of people who love a position apply for it. So whenever, let's say, a posting comes out and people are applying for the position, on average, about 80% of the people don't even want it. It's the Pareto principle. Some Italian figured out that 80% of the income came from 20% of the population in terms of tax income. And it's called the 20-80 rule, or 80-20 rule. So here's the thing. If you think it's harder to find work you love than it is to find work you don't love, that's a myth. So I'm going to debunk this myth. It's easier to find work you love than it is to find work you don't love. Because if you love it, you automatically fall into the 20% of the people that do enjoy it. Trust me, whenever I see, let's say, a position's available and I'm interviewing, it's obvious. Like the majority of them don't even qualify for the position, don't get the interview. So you automatically sign out if you love it. So my question to you is, if you've applied in the last year for a job you don't love, if the answer is yes, then consider never doing it again. And remember this, if you apply for a job you don't love and you don't get it, and then you complain that you didn't get a job you didn't want, why do that to yourself? Be good to yourself. So this is also a show about being good to yourself and kind to yourself, because only when you treat yourself like a precious gift can you give your greatest gift to the rest of the world. This is something that we've discovered a lot on the show. And so it's impossible to contribute to the world if you're beating yourself up and saying, well, why aren't I doing this? Why aren't I doing that? So treat yourself like a precious gift. I think that's good advice. Very good advice. What did we talk about last week's show? It was an amazing show. I had a guest on. I never thought in a million years I'd get a bellhop on the show. This guy, no joke, works for a prestigious hotel in downtown Vancouver. In fact, a hotel that has chains throughout the world. And this guy makes more tips than his entire team combined. So he's got a crew of about 10 or 12. And if you add up all the other 10 guys, their tip, add it all together, one guy makes more tip than all these guys put together. And so when I was talking to him at the, because I was actually spending the night at the hotel, I wanted to know how he did it. And so we had him on the show last week to find out how he did it. And what we discovered is that if you apply the same principles in your dream job search, you'll be equally effective. It will be as if you get a tip from the employer saying, wow, I really like the way you approached me. Now, of course, you're not going to get tips, but you're going to get what? Interviews, job offers, multiple job offers. Why not? Multiple job offers. And so if you didn't hear the show last week, most of the time you'd be stuck saying, oh my gosh, I just missed the best show in the history of mankind. What am I going to do now? Well, now we have the answer. CITR on the website, www.citr.ca, has podcasts. That's right, they've arrived. They've been around, but if you don't know about it, got to take advantage of it. What it is are all the shows saved, prior shows, career fast track shows saved, waiting for you right there, like on the edge of the seat, just waiting for you to just press and click and listen to it again. So if you missed last week's amazing show about this guy who has an unbelievable ability to attract people, attract money, and to learn how you can do the same thing and apply it to your dream job search, go to the podcast and listen to the last week's show. It was amazing. I hope you enjoy it. This week, I'm extremely excited about today's show. You might say, well, Philip, you're always excited about every show. Well, I am. That's why I'm doing it. Because it's the kind of stuff that just gets me going, gets me all pumped up and excited. And one of the things I'm going to share with you today relates a lot to what our gentleman said from last week's show. So it's going to be a bit of a review of the key element. And the reason I'm bringing up this show is because last Wednesday, there was a very, very special event where 300 people came together, 200 job seekers and 100 employers were in a room. And there was an opportunity for me to present to this group and share with them dream job theories that they could apply the students to find work they love, and also, get this, employers, how they could also attract top talent. So for the very first time, this show is not only going to address how you, the dream job seeker, whether you're in a job, out of a job, transferring, new to the city, been in here all your life, we're also going to relate this show to the employer, the person who is trying to attract top talent. And I'm going to use two stories. And I shared these stories at this particular talk. And it was a very exciting opportunity to share with you what we talked about. And we covered diamonds and cars. That's right, folks. Today's show is focused on diamonds and cars. And what the heck do they have to do with your search? I will be answering that question very soon. But first, I always address two very important questions that I receive during the week from Dream Job Seekers. And I want to pass on the top two that I've received this past week. This is the first one. And I've heard it so many times, I'm just going to paraphrase it. And basically what the issue comes down to is people don't realize that there are opportunities in companies that are in industries that they're not interested in. Let me explain. Let's say you're interested in marketing. And I were to say, well, why don't you work for Microsoft? Well, the answer I often hear is, well, Microsoft's an IT firm. I don't know computers. Folks, let me ask you this. A company like Microsoft, they have what departments? That's right. They have accounting department, finance department, HR, marketing, all the departments. Of course, IT and all that. That's their infrastructure. But what I'm saying is that every major company has a department in which you can fit your skills in. There's project management. There's strategy. There's coordination. There's planning. There's all these amazing opportunities in companies. So don't get caught up by the industry. Focus on the type of departments that exist in a particular company. And that's so very exciting. And what I've discovered is that when you consider that, your job search or your dream job search dramatically improves. But this is the thing. You don't want to be applying for an HR position and in a marketing position. What you're applying for is an HR position in many different types of firms that you would not have otherwise thought of. Isn't that interesting? Even let's think of this. Airlines. We have travel companies. We have sporting, like the local NHL teams. They need accountants, believe it or not. You know, they don't just play hockey. You think there's no back office work. So wonderful opportunities for you. So excited about that. The other thing was this. How do I find work in another country? That was another major question I got this week. How do I find work in another country? In other words, how do I find work abroad? This is one of the most powerful concepts that I learned about finding work abroad. And I'm addressing this. If you have a visa or a citizenship for another country, then work there. You already have contacts there. What I'm addressing now are for people that have no work visas or contacts in another country. And this is so exciting. For example, I was working in an individual and he wanted to work in the United States. Now, trick number one, if you can have an address in the country you want to work in that's on your resume, that's a big bonus. So if you have a cousin, an aunt, a nephew, put their resume, their email, their address, home address on your resume. If you don't, that's okay, but it's always better to have one. So even if you were to take a trip, no joke, if you were to take a trip to a country for 2 weeks, have fun, go on vacation, and put the address of the hotel on your resume, employers don't knock on doors anymore. It's just an address that you put on there to show where you're from. So have that local address, and that way you'll show that you're more rooted in that country. When you're dealing with an employer, never, ever, ever reveal that you don't have a work permit until they love you. Okay? So I had an individual working with this gentleman who was down in the United States, no work permit in the United States. Okay, this is a typical example. Was off, got an interview, never mentioned anything about his, he has no visa, nothing to work in the United States. He was there on a trip, which is normal. You go on a trip, but he wanted to look into work. So that's what he did. He started looking for work because he started loving it. And on his trip, he loved the location, San Francisco. Booked an interview. They loved him. At the very end, when he knew they loved him, that's when he said, listen, in terms of compensation, primarily what I'm looking for is you to help me with the visa process. And they said, sure, no problem. And they did it for him. You can only negotiate your salary, by the way, or a visa once they love you. And the way you know they love you is if they tell you. If they tell you, we want you. So it's always premature to tell someone that you don't have a visa unless they love you. Okay? So don't start airing out your dirty laundry until you develop a relationship with the employer. Same thing with developing friends. If you have a friend, I mean, the first time you're going out with a buddy of yours, you say, oh, by the way, I've got bad gas, or I pick my nose. You know, the first date or the first outing with your friend, right? So you let things pass. And as things pass, they're more willing to accept. And what happens after you're good friends? Your buddy just says, oh, that's just the way they are. Well, that's what the employer will say. Well, that's just the way they are. So typically, that's how it works. So very exciting. Two major questions. We're now, mamacita, we're looking at 3:10 now. Why don't we do this? In a few moments, we're going to go to a break. And during the break, I want you to get all ready. And this is what's going to happen. We are going to be, for the very first time, accepting phone calls on today's show. Now, this is the way it works for phone calls. If you want to call in, you got to call in during the break. And breaks are between 30 seconds and a minute. And if we're not able to handle it, we're not going to accept any phone calls. But slowly, the show is going to be incorporating your phone calls more and more. So if you're interested in calling up the show and asking a question regarding how to find work abroad and how to find work in a company you didn't think was possible, or ask what I call your toughest question, your toughest interview question, we will accept your phone call. And the phone number is 604, area code 604-822-CITR. That's 822, that's 604-822-2, I'm looking at the thing here, 2487. 2487, that's the number, 822-2487. We look forward to your phone calls. After the break, we'll be more with how to learn about diamonds and cars.
CITR podcast update number 1.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want, on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
I got a job. I got a job.
And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track. I'm your host, dynamic host, Philip DeRoche, and you're listening to a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to land your work you love. We are from the station out of Vancouver at 101.9 FM in Vancouver, of course, and on the internet. Very, very exciting. www.citr.ca. We are across North America. In fact, with the internet, we are across the world. And I know that the information we're transmitting today, when fallen on the correct ear, will transform your life forever. And may I remind you that this information is, of course, free. But let me I ask you this. If you don't use it, what is it costing you? What is the cost if you remain stuck where you are right now? What if you stay there? Is it costing you your friends? Is it costing you your happiness? Is it costing your marriage? Because I propose that if you don't apply this information in your life and you are looking for more, a challenge, then in fact there's a gigantic cost. So pay close attention. We've got another 20 minutes. We're going to be covering an amazing concepts around diamonds and cars. And what does diamonds have to do with your dream job search? Well, I'll tell you this. There's a famous story told about 6,000 times by a gentleman in the United States who eventually developed and started the Temple University. And this was a very true story, actually. And it dated back from Africa, where a gentleman owned a mine. He owned a farm. And on this farm, he heard that people were mining diamonds throughout Africa. And he was making pittance in this farm. And he said, I've got to sell the farm because, of course, I have to go and search for these diamonds. And what he did is he quickly sold his farm and went searching throughout the continent. And he not only remained within Africa, he went into Europe, and he went and traveled all over the world, and he did everything he could to find his diamonds. The story is entitled Acres of Diamonds, and that's what he was in search for. Meanwhile, back at the farm, another gentleman had purchased the farm and was in the stream with his donkey, and the donkey at one point lost its balance because something had caught its attention. And when the second farmer looked down into the water, the stream, he noticed a bright glistening. And he looked down and the item was reddish, bluish. And he thought nothing of it. He picked it up and he brought it back to his farm, put it on a ledge, and it sat there for months. When one day his friend walked in and looked at this item, and his breath, like this, said, "Farm owner number two, do you know what that is on your mantle?" And he said, "No." By the way, the guy's name was Ali. And Ali said, "No, I figured it was a crystal." The guy said, "My friend, that's not a crystal." And he says, "Well, what do you mean?" He says, "Where did you find this?" He says, "Well, I have a, like I said, a river full of them." He said, "And there's many more like this?" And Ali says, "Yes." He said, "My friend, this is the biggest diamond I've ever seen." They go back to the river, and in fact, it was true. The river was filled with diamonds. That farm went on to become the most productive diamond mine in African history. In fact, the largest diamond mine in the world. It inspired stories and people around the world. And why is that? People began realizing a parallel between the story of the diamond and the story and feeling that many of us had that the grass is, in fact, greener on the other side. And so you had a listening audience around the world through the book Acres of Diamonds and the presentations this gentleman traveled the world, people saying, "Well, wait a minute. Maybe I don't have to go elsewhere to find my own diamond. Maybe it's right below me." But here's the million-dollar question. Let's say you were to walk out of your home today and you were to look at your grass and it is dead and brown. And you would look to your right and your neighbor's grass is beautifully green. You would say to me, "Philip, you are wrong. In fact, the grass is greener on the other side." And so I propose and I look at the grass and I say, "Yes, it is greener on the other side." So what do? You then purchase the home to the right and you automatically get what? A greener grass. 2 months pass. What happens? The grass is dead. You then realize one of the most powerful messages ever communicated in the history of mankind. And that is this. Maybe the other guy's grass was greener because he took better care of it. What does this have to do with your dream job search? Imagine and consider that you are right now standing on acres of diamonds, and all you have to do is farm them. All you have to do is pick them up. Because let me ask you this, if the first farmer had seen these diamonds in his river, do you think he would have known they were diamonds? He would have looked at them, ignored them, and move on. So how do you identify the diamonds in your life? And that is going to take me to my next story, which talks about cars, very interestingly. But before I do that, I want to address an interesting story that relates to this example of cars. I was listening to a fascinating story by a gentleman who sells real estate. This gentleman earns $6 million a year. So I would like you right now to take your index finger and point to your heart and say, "Well, I'd like to earn $6 million. Try that." Now, by the way, I'm not talking about earning $6 million and being happy because I don't know if he was happy. But all I know is that he was earning a whack of money. And it's a pretty good story. And he said he went from $50,000 to over $1 million and then dramatically upwards after that when he learned one lesson. And he learned that his business was not a transaction business, but more a relationship business. And when he learned that his life was not about completing a sale, but more about building relationships with other individuals, he was on his way to riches beyond imagination. In fact, he did uncover his acres of diamonds. So I'm going to use a metaphor of when you first started driving your automobile to drive this point home. And then I'm going to end on a powerful concept entitled structural tension. Companies pay thousands of dollars for this technology, and you're going to get it over the airwaves very soon. But first, you're going to hear an important announcement. I noticed the phone calls are coming in, very understandably. I want you to be aware, please dial 822-2487 during the break, and during the break only. We're about to go on a break. We got a minute. Give us a call. We'll see if we get you on the air. We'll be back in a moment.
CITR podcast update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, because this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically, right, or would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening and please be kind to robots.
I got a job. I got a job.
And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or the internet at www.citr.ca. A fantastic show only designed to help you find work you love. And I want to just coach the listener, you, for phone calls. Do it over the break, 822-2487. We're going to make sure that during the break I can make sure that the question is appropriate for the air, and then we're going to move forward. And that is going to add a dynamic component that will take this show to the next level, because that's what you want, because I know, because that's what you're telling me. Before the break, I talked about a metaphor where you began driving your car to drive a point home, so that when you listen to this metaphor, you will then understand and know how to harvest acres of diamond in your life, and you don't have to look elsewhere. You just got to look below your feet. Here it is. For those of you who've ever learned to drive a car, so you're going to understand this metaphor if you've ever driven a car in your life, okay? And you now know how to drive. If you don't know how to drive and you're starting to drive, well, I think you'll still get it. So this is it. When you first began learning how to drive, what were you focused on? You were looking at the mirrors, you were looking at the gas gauge, you were looking at the speedometer, you're looking at your foot on the gas, you're looking at the left mirror, you're looking at the distance ahead. You are totally focused on the task. And if your friend was trying to talk to you on your side, or your mother, your father trying to talk to you, you'd say what? Can it? I gotta concentrate. And so what I want to highlight here is that you were very, very high task, low people, which means you were focused high on task, and your level of a focus on the human being, meaning your friend or your parent, was virtually nil. But let's view this experience a few months later. You're then driving your car. You're getting better. You're kind of looking through your peripheral vision. You're looking in the distance. It's all natural. You know how to work the gas, the brakes. Your friends start chatting with you. What do? You start getting into a conversation. You might even get into a nice, healthy argument in the car. You're getting pretty good at this. Then what happens? A few months later, you're in a conversation. You got your buddies in the back. You got your buddies in the front. You got a phone call. You're taking everything at once. You're getting your toes. You're changing the dial on the radio. You are mega focusing on people. You got that? Notice how you're able to talk to the phone person, you're able to talk to the person beside you, to talk to the people behind you. So you've gone from high task to high people. This, my friends, is a leadership model used by Starbucks. And I'd like to challenge you to figure this out and see for yourself. If you're ever in Starbucks and you go to interrupt the person making not only your coffee, but any coffee or any product they sell, notice they will automatically stop what they're doing and pay attention to you. Why? Because they're trained to not be high task, but to be high people. And when you focus on high people, what is the automatic reaction? You're focusing on relationships. I then compared this leadership model applied at Starbucks, demonstrated through the car metaphor, and clearly explained by the gentleman who sells apparently the most real estate in Vancouver and make $6 million a year. And the guy figured out that he's not in the transaction business or task business, but he's in what? The relationship business. And so here it is, folks. If you want to start to uncover the diamonds in your life, you must develop the kinds of relationships that will uncover those diamonds. And the question is, how do I do that? Well, this is the way you do it. Whenever you deal with a human being in your dream job search, whether that's applying through HR, or you're going to a networking event, or you're calling an employer directly, you always, always want to be high people. So let me ask you this. Let's say you're at a networking event. How would a high task person treat a networking event? I ask this question of individuals all the time. And often the answer is, well, I'd be focused on getting a job. My priority would be finding out, are you hiring? And if they're not, move on. Is that, my friends, my dear listener, a high task approach or high relationship? I then ask the same individual, now approach the networking experience from a high relationship point of view. How would you approach it? It's amazing how automatically the person changes their approach. They then become what? They slow down their speech. They do more eye contact. And this is the kicker. They start asking questions. It's a wonderful concept and a book called Getting to Yes. You want to ask questions where the person, the other person, will say yes. For example, are you looking at expanding into new countries? Yes. Are you looking to grow this division? Yes. Are you looking for new talent? Yes. And when you get someone to yes, you then are more likely to influence them to bring you on board. And it's amazing that when you focus on relationships and you ask questions, often the employer will ask you for your resume. Amazing. And so here's a tip. And this is a hot one. Whenever you're doing your dream job search, never, ever have your resume or cover letter in front of you. When you do that, the viewer automatically pays attention to a piece of paper which has no personality. However, when you have your resume behind you, you then are in a more powerful position to what? To connect with the individual. And when you do that, you're focusing on relationships and not the task. And here's my question that I have for you. And I'm going to end on this, and I want you to consider it. So far in your dream job search, have you been task-focused or relationship-focused? And I would like you to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is task, 10 is relationship. Do that now. Okay, you now have the number. Now here's the question. What do you need to do to move from the number you're at now to go to a 10? What activities do you need to do? And I'm going to challenge you over next week, before next week's show, to apply that action in your dream job search, and we will hear some wonderful success next week. And I want you calling in the show, telling me about it. You've been listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or on the internet at www.citr.ca, a show specifically designed to help you find your dream job and be unbelievably successful and unstoppable. We'll see you next week.
So you want to gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will. So why not gain it ethically? Sprouts, the student-run, not-for-profit grocery store, is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
En avant la musique. Votre émission éclectique de langue française sur les ondes de CITR 101,9 FM. Chansons d'expression française jazz, musique du monde et musique actuelle pour les francophones et francophiles de la région de Vancouver. En avant la musique, l'émission francophone la plus branchée.